anyway, thank you very much. That was BBS Radio, and we're going to be on, I understand, 86 and then another 80. So that'll be on iHeartRadio. We just heard to get my iHeartRadio out. But anyway, we're live on BBS Radio up in San Francisco, and they also hear us in LA Talk, all over, you know, the California area, and also in Vegas they hear us, so we're live. Anyway, we've got a neat show today. And Bernadette, are you there?
I'm here. Hello, everybody.
Right. Well, I want to introduce you to our wonderful audience. I want to introduce my co-host, my counselor on the air. She's out of Austin, Texas, where Sandra Bullock is out that area. And her name is Bernadette DiGabriel. Give her a nice applause. I wish I had the applause button. Anyway, she's going to be my co-host tonight. And then we've got a wonderful actress who's going to be our guest. And her name is Elizabeth Regal. So she's going to be on. And are you okay? I'm going to lead off with the news. Oh, she's talking on the background, then we'll go on. Anyway, I wanted to introduce everybody to her. She's got a new movie out. And I wanted to talk about how you can reach us, right? That 800 number, that famous 800 number of ours. I have it on the stream. Anyway, you could call us on the, and we are here live, and we will introduce everyone. So you ready to go?
I am ready to go.
Okay, we're live from Los Angeles. In fact, we're on BBS Radio from San Francisco, and it's a beautiful, we're going to see the station. When we go up to San Francisco, we're going to go see it. Anyway, we've got some news and notes. We're going to be on, as of today and tomorrow, 83 stations along with iHeart. Through the iHeart, we're going to be exclusive to iHeart. So everyone out there who listens to iHeart, I'm going to be on iHeart.
Yeah.
And which is good. It's a good thing. And then we're going to be going on to BBC down the road, but that'll be probably in the summertime. But anyway, we want to welcome Bernadette. Are you there?
I'm here, though.
Okay, good. We're gonna, here you go on the phone. Bernadette, this is a lady that I told you about that came in our studio at LA Talk Radio. And she's an actress, producer, writer, director. In fact, she's going to introduce her new film that she just completed on our show, Elizabeth Regal.
Hi.
Yeah.
I'm Elizabeth Regal. Lovely to meet you.
Yeah. Hello. Great. Yeah. Anyway, we wanted to fill everyone in. There was a horrible bombing, I think, yesterday in New Zealand, and they found about two other people dead. So you don't want to hear that, but the radio, you have to say everything that you don't want to say.
It's all over
Facebook and
everywhere.
But I got some news and notes on that, and I just want to real briefly go over the news, as Bernadette knows, I go over. Anyway, today's Friday. What's the 14th already?
It's the 15th.
15th, there you go. Two more days.
St. Patrick's Day.
Two more. By the way, we want to wish everyone out there happy
St.
Patrick's
Day.
Got
some stuff
right
here.
I'm not wearing green today.
Well, I've got some green right here.
You got the green.
Anyway, wishing everybody a early St. Patrick's Day.
That's right.
I think where this is like a hat.
Yeah, it does.
No. Oh, that's kind of cute.
Yeah,
that's
a new hat for St. Patrick's Day. And by the way, people ask us about some places they can go to. We're going to mention a few in the Los Angeles area.
Okay.
Because there's Dublin in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
There's a place right in Fairfax. You may have been there. We'll talk about. They have great Irish coffee. And
wow.
Then, yeah, you know, you got to have Irish coffee.
Of course.
And then they have, you know, a few places out here that are having a nice corned beef sandwich for St. Patrick's Day, like Norm's. They wrote the Norm's.
I love Norm's.
Yeah, so Norm's.
We go back years ago.
Norm's is L.A., you know, L.A.
It is.
Anyway, so there's a few places out there, and we want to wish everyone a very happy St. Patrick's Day. And may the leprechaun grant you, remember the old thing? Grant you a wish on St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, well, I've never seen it like only that movie, The Leprechaun. That's the only thing I've seen. Anyway, we wanted to mention an update that they found two other people that died, in New Zealand. And
oh my God.
It's a horrible thing when you can't practice religion. And they, even in Israel, they had an attack regarding that in the West Bank. So there's a lot of crazy stuff going on. We just want to send our sympathy and what can we do to all those people in New Zealand. And they're suffering right there. And then also, Brenton Tariff is charged with a crime. His young kid had so much hate in his heart. So he's been charged with the crime of the mosque shootings.
That's crazy.
And if we get any more information, of
wow.
course, we are a station. We will have, we'll give you the update. And then other things, you know, to mention, Trump issues
oh,
a veto over, I guess, he wanted to be Captain America and have the borders checked and craziness. So guess what? He got defeated. So now they could override his veto.
Right.
Congress can override his veto. And an attempt by Congress, and you know the Republicans don't like him. There's not much love in the Republican Party for Trump. And another thing I was going to mention is that there's another situation going on about the college scandal. Have you been listening to it?
Oh, my gosh. I was shocked when I saw that.
Did you see?
Felicity. Yeah, and I those two actresses, I watched them growing up. And, I mean, Lori, she was, what, in Amityville 3?
Yeah.
I remember her.
Why would she do it?
I don't understand that.
I don't understand it either.
So
Lori.
Intelligent. I mean, I, yeah.
What do you think about it?
Me. And 46 people were charged.
What do you think about it, Bernadette, about this scandal?
I'm not really sure what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. There you go. No, it's about the college. What they did was they got their kids into USC and other good schools, mm-hmm. and what they did is they paid bribery money to get their kids in. So that was the story. So I never got bribed. I just paid the regular rate for school. I never had to worry about that.
Yeah.
You know? So what do you think about it? You got kids. You sent them to college. What do you think about it?
I think that you need to earn your way.
Right.
That's what I think.
Right.
I think that you need to work for what you get. And I think that, you know, there's pride in that.
Right.
And so, you know, that's what I think. I think we need to live up to our own expectations. And I think that parents who bail their kids out or, you know, it's one thing giving a leg up, and I understand that, and I want to be
right.
completely and totally supportive of my kids. And, you know, if they get the grades that they need to be able to get into a school, I'm going to do whatever I can to help them to get into that school,
right.
minus bribing.
Right. Well, she's right. She's right, because you're going to do what you can, but not pay $500,000 in a bribery.
No.
We'll find out more because there's going to be
Cameron, that actually did the work, that actually has the GPA, that actually
right.
has the
right.
drive, that has
right.
the desire, that got put to the side because somebody else had money. I think that that's ridiculous. People
no,
work hard.
Is.
They deserve to get what they want, what they deserve.
Well, that's true. And it's a sad case because when you hear about these stories, they come and go. You know, you hear it on the radio. You don't expect something like this to happen. But
no.
there's going to be a lot more we're going to hear through the next week because they have to go to trial.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to be watching.
The people versus, what's her name? Was she in Tiny, what's that, that house where they had those kids? Was she in that series where they had the girls grow up?
Facts of Life?
No,
it was a series still going on. I think it's on Netflix. I don't get Netflix, I don't know. But it's a series that they have the kids, John Stamos.
They used to be Full House.
Yeah, Full House, but they changed it.
Yeah,
a Fuller House.
Fuller House now.
A Fuller House.
Because I used to watch that show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's going to be called A Fuller House with bribery.
God.
terrible thing. Yeah. Anyway, we wanted to mention that there's going to be a new star on a talk show. American Indian actress got on YouTube, Lily Singh. She's becoming very popular, and she's got herself a show on, I think it's going to be on YouTube.
Oh, nice.
They pay good money on YouTube.
Oh, I know. I'm working with somebody there now.
Yeah, they pay good money. And then Prime TV,
right.
Amazon.
Right.
Also, you heard about Volkswagen? I thought about you.
Oh, gosh. I don't even want to tell this story about Volkswagen.
No.
I'm not going to say that.
We're just going to say what happened today. Today they were sued over massive fraud.
Wow.
So it sounds familiar to a lot of people that I've talked to with Volkswagen. And then Paris Hilton said, it's not my job to defend my father. So that which is interesting. She looks all drugged up. And I think the grandmother's out of it, Catherine. But you see her in photos, and she looks like drugged up, really does. So anyway,
that one.
Yeah, it's sad. It's a sad thing.
Oh, I know.
And then the gun maker, Remington, is going to be sued in court for, what was that incident? Sandy Hook.
Oh.
Sandy Hook. So everyone out there, you could talk about it. We're going to have much more issues. That's one. And then we're going to go dwell in our interview with Elizabeth Regal. Let me tell you about Elizabeth Regal for people who want to know. So you're born May the 7th?
Yeah. And don't tell the year.
No, I don't say the year. We never give
Even
the year,
you
right?
You look it up, but anyway, still.
Right, yeah. Right, Burnett? We don't give the year. You're from Chicago?
Well, I was born in Chicago.
Born in Chicago,
yeah.
Okay.
I was born in Chicago.
And she's a professional actress and model, and she has this town, you got to work, you know? But she's done a lot of stuff to get herself started, and you were raised in Knoxville, Tennessee, is that right?
I sure was.
Knoxville. It's a neat town. I hear.
Spent a lot of time in New York City.
In New York, you got your professional and modeling, acting.
Yeah.
And let me see here. Because the other stuff, what I do, I say, I got to go through this fast. And then you have a nickname. I didn't know.
I do have a nickname.
Is it Susu?
It's Susu. My mother gave that to me when
Susu.
I was a baby.
Oh,
don't
Susu.
Ask me where that came from. It was Susu, and then it went to Choo Choo.
Oh, okay.
Don't
so
ask
you were
me where they were.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I was
trained.
It was a joke. Here you go.
She was Susu now, the other name. Now you were a model at Barbizon. They used to be here,
right?
And they suddenly folded, right?
Yeah, that
Barbizon.
Was my
they
first
were a model
experience.
In school. Do you know about them? Because you were a model. Barbizon?
I remember Barbizon back in the day.
Yeah. They were in the valley. In fact,
everybody has to be part of Barbizon.
Yes, the so-called launches a lot of careers or
but
experiences
it's good
into show business. Exactly.
People talking, you know.
Oh, right.
This is where I appeared. And also, you appeared in The Watsons. Is that right?
That was kind of a little breakthrough for me when I was back in college. This was
really
over 20 years ago when they weren't marketing ethnic women as much in Knoxville, Tennessee. It was more of the blonde, blue-eyed type of women.
Really? What were they saying if you're...
I was getting turned down a lot because some people said, well, what is your background? Are you Asian?
Yeah.
Are you Latina? Are you Middle Eastern? You know, and I was kind of too ethnic back in those days in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
And I had a hard time getting work in modeling and acting because I just didn't have the look at that time. And Watson's decided to break the rules in 1997, and I ended up on their front cover of the advertisement next to another lady that was, you know, very fair-skinned, and I thought it was such a great breakthrough. My parents were like, oh, my God, that's an accomplishment. And I said that was the breaking point then where I decided, oh, I want to go to Hollywood, New York, and kind of do this as a career. And
were you shocked that they were able to promote you?
I was. I didn't understand that, and it was really interesting because I got this job on my own. It wasn't through an agent.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of self-submitted, and usually you need to have, you know, an agent to get some of these bigger roles, and they said, no, you have just a beautiful look. We really want to take a chance with you, and, you know, it was great because they photographed me again. So it was wonderful.
See, Knoxville's not by, like, Elvis. I was going to say about Elvis.
No.
Memphis.
No.
No
in
Elvis.
In those days, it was very small.
I think of it. You know what's funny? I went into the post office last week, and the first stamps they had, I got my sister's stamp, and Elvis. I didn't know he made another stamp. So they have him on with white and dark. It was interesting.
Right.
You know, so they have John Lennon now. Unbelievable. Anyway, so would you like to ask our actress, Elizabeth Regal, some questions?
I would like to know what your most amazing experience has been in your line of work.
Very good question.
Gosh, that nobody, you know, out of all the questions I've ever gotten, no one has ever asked me that. What is the most amazing experience? You know what? God, there's so many that I couldn't begin to say, but I will say this was an amazing experience for me. Being from a small town, you know, a little girl, we always have those dreams. You know, every little girl wants to be a star, and she puts her makeup on in the mirror, but rarely does it get to manifest. And I remember one of my dreams as a child was to be on the big screen at Man's Chinese Theater, because back in the day it was Man's Chinese Theater. And I said, Mom, I want to have a movie in the Man's Chinese Theater one day. And that was one of my biggest dreams, because that was the dream, to get a film, you know, on the red carpet there. And nearly, I'm not going to date myself here, but a couple decades or more later, that actually manifested with my film that I produced, wrote, and directed, called Seductive Shadows. It's a short film. And it's kind of like a little erotic thriller, and it's got a nice little twist. And it ended up going on to Indie Night Film Festival back in December, and it ended up on the big screen there. They screened it there for the red carpet.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it was just crazy. I just couldn't believe it. I was like, they picked my film, they screened it there. So even though I wasn't the particular star of that film, that was quite an accomplishment to go from there to there. And I really thought that was amazing, because, you know, you've got to be careful what you think and what you
wish for,
because you never know, years later, that could actually manifest. So actually, that was a dream come true, literally, but not in the way I thought it was going to be, but it was such a blessing to
see,
you know,
did get
that.
Your wish. You got.
I did.
I
did get my wish.
And then another thing she accomplished is she got her, did you get a BA in psychology?
I did, and I'm still studying.
Uh-huh.
I've taken some classes in music at Los Angeles City College, but I'm now going for my master's degree, which I never thought I would do, at the University of Philosophical Research, because I want to take up some transformational psychology, because I'm really much into kind of mysteries, the occult, things that people don't really think about, and I really want to learn about the mysteries of the mind. And I thought that would pair up really nicely, you know, in show business, that kind of stuff, psychological thrillers.
Definitely. See, that's why I went in for behavioral science, because to get into the minds of people. It was the most rewarding, most amazing, educational, choice I've made. So I completely understand.
Yeah, it was just beautiful. It's a great school, you know. It was launched by Manly P. Hall, and he was very, very known in the psychology world.
So now you have that nice background, you know.
Interesting, yeah.
And then reading your notes here, now were you in something with Tony Curtis?
No, I wasn't in anything with Tony Curtis. I worked with a director that's worked with Tony Curtis.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, because
that's David.
David Hevener, yeah.
Hevener,
he might be listening right now. I don't know.
David Hevener, if you're there, call
I know. Yeah. I fell into producing that whole realm unexpectedly in 2006 at a casting call. He liked me, and he had me intern for him for a year, and I fell into producing, and I actually ended up getting a degree in it, and it turned out to be, you know, amazing, and it's like 12, 13 years later now. I've got, like, produced over 10 projects.
Wow, that's... Yeah. Very interesting. Yeah. Oh, by the way, at L.A. City College, I knew a character who used to go to my gym, and he was a veteran actor.
Yeah.
And Cliff. Does that name sound familiar, Cliff?
No.
Real tall guy. He goes to Hawaii to write books.
I would probably know him.
I bet you know him.
I probably do.
So, Cliff, if you're out there, was he your former student? And Cliff was on my show, and when we did for Time Warner, we did in those days, they did the public access, that meant.
Yes,
all gone.
I remember that.
Yeah, they were good. They were
I've
good
done
shows.
Some of those shows, actually.
Yeah.
I've done a couple shows.
I did one with Nuri Martinez, who ran for Congress,
which is funny. Right.
Anyway, so now you're going to be introducing a new film coming out.
There's a lot of projects going on to add on to Seductive Shadows.
Right.
You know, I never advise filmmakers to use your own money, but I went ahead and did that because that was my first on my own. I financed this film. I didn't really think it was going to go anywhere, and then I started submitting it, and it got picked up by two distributors, and then it won Best Director, which was me. I directed it.
Uh-huh.
And Best Cinematographer, which was Glenn Dykus that did it, and also Best Costume Design for Dream Machine International Film Festival.
That's
so we all won our trophies for that. So that kind of hit me blindsided. I was like, okay, so, you know, as artists, I always say never undervalue your work because
right.
people will always, you'll always have an audience. You never know who, you know, that will inspire. So
well, because, you know,
it's
a world of, I had the gal who played Marcia Clark.
Mm-hmm.
She was on our radio show when we did LA Talk Radio, and she said that she was, you know, she was frightened when I would ask her, but she was actually, that was her first show. She did a live interview. It's a couple
right.
years ago.
Wow.
She plays in a lot of the horror film.
Right.
She did Marcia Clark. She's in different roles, but she was on her show, and I'll never forget, you know, she was dating the mom of, Charles in Charge, the one with the bad boy. You know, our bad boys out there. Anyway, so she was on the show, and it was interesting, very, very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And she's doing a lot of stuff for what I see. She's going to be doing with Woody Harrelson.
Uh-huh.
You know, because they're bringing back Woody Harrelson and the detective. When he plays that detective, he's going to be back. So
he's an amazing actor. I would love to work with him one day. He's
we'll have to do our Hollywood moment. Hollywood
second.
But anyway, so Elizabeth, tell us about the new film that you're doing right now.
I can tell you about that. I also had a great announcement after
okay,
that.
Okay, go ahead.
Before I get into my film, I something came up, and I can always say that, you know, regardless of, you know, being an artist, how hard it is, you take all these unpaid gigs,
uh-huh.
you know, I'll go on 100 auditions a year and maybe get less than 5% of the jobs, but
it's true.
Something manifested now, and I am actually going out for my audition to the legendary Actors Studio.
Oh,
and that
nice.
Is very hard to get into.
Uh-huh.
They audition less than 10% of the actors, and I think they said statistically they take less than 1%
that
go in
sound
there.
Like them.
And that's where you got a lot of your huge stars, like
Robert
De Niro and Al Pacino, and they all studied there, and they still, a lot of them, take acting classes. That's their motto. So I said, that's an amazing year.
You know who else is out there? The
Frank Langella, too.
Who?
Frank Langella.
Yeah, Frank Langella. And the new, she's not a queen, the Duchess. Went
right.
there too.
Right, right.
That, you know, she was an acting prodigy in Hollywood.
Right.
Isn't that
right.
funny how it all draws back?
It comes full circle, and I said, you know what? Oh my gosh, I can't believe all this is happening, but it's interesting. The new film coming out, it's a TV series that I have coming out. I can't say too much on it yet because I promise.
Coming attraction.
It's a coming attraction. It's going to be a sci-fi thriller TV series coming up. I can't say too much about it. That has had an affiliation with a big studio.
Okay.
So we're working on that now, and also working on my full-length feature, Violet Blue, which is In Lieu of Seductive Shadows. It's kind of a close spin-off, kind of the thriller, and I'm going to make it into a full-length feature. I think so, because, you know, the film was done somewhat well, so I said, you know, why not make a full-length of it, and I'm going to play an assassin.
Oh, my God.
A femme fatale.
Oh,
it's like, I've got to work out for this. It's crazy.
Well, we better get stay our doors here. No, I'm just kidding. She's going to play assassin.
Right.
An assassin. Wow. So
right.
tell
us. Is thriller the genre of your choice? Is that your specialty?
I will say yes, and I spent many years to try to figure out what that was, because in Hollywood it takes a long time, because you're going out for these roles, but with my look, my expertise and knowledge, I pretty much stay in the thriller, sci-fi, horror, more on the darker realm, just because, I guess, personality, people think that, you know, you're castable in that area. I'm really able to pull off that strong, dark female character. So
true. That's, no, that's true.
Yeah, that's you know, you get pigeonholed eventually, and you get casting directors, and people get to know you, so you go out for the same kind of roles over and over. So I mean, I tried with the comedy, but it didn't take off as much as the darker roles.
You never know. You may want to go back.
Yeah, I could do like dark comedy.
Dark comedy. There you go.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know there.
The Addams Family. There you go. Something like that.
Well, you know, they're redoing the Addams Family.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because you know what, it was a great show. And they have a great cast coming in. So that's a possibility. And my friend, I don't know if you know her, she's Persian, Vida. Do you know Vida? My friend Vida? Vida, a weird name. I can't remember. But anyway, Vida does sci-fi.
Yeah, it's an amazing.
She does a lot of sci-fi. And in fact,
genre.
She said, oh, I got killed in the last movie. I said, what do you want to say, terrific? And she was telling about, you know, the roles she had.
Yeah.
And to give Bernadette an idea, she plays all the people that die in the movie.
Right.
And she had a movie that was at the L.A. Horror something I went to
LA
for her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they have all these films out in Montrose.
Yeah.
And I went. And it was very interesting, you know. So she played a character that got killed.
I'm usually the one that does the killing.
Yeah. Oh, you do the killing?
I'm the
senator.
There you go.
Maybe there'll be something.
I'm the assassin, the killer, the witch, whatever you want to call it. The
magician. Oh, God.
Yeah, it's terrible.
But you know what? That makes for what you're doing, that's great because you're getting in to something that people remember you.
Yeah, they do.
And it's a wonderful thing to get into because you know what? What's that? They used to have a sci-fi channel.
Right.
And it was good, and they got rid of it. Because sci-fi, I think people relate to it. They really like it.
I love sci-fi.
They had one in L.A., part of the cable, and they disappeared.
I don't know why that is.
I don't know. I watch MeTV, and they have these old movies from the past.
Right.
You ever watch it? They have all these old movies.
Yeah, they do.
And they have all the, you know, like the horror films you could, like, the best was, the Marx Brothers in a film, and then they have Go See Dracula or something weird.
They have those, too, and at the New Beverly Theater, that's Quentin Tarantino's theater, they have all kinds of different, you know, older movies and stuff there, and sometimes I'll go there, the midnight showings. They're really good, though, too.
It's good to see because
it's
art.
It
it's an art form. Now, Bernadette, do you have another question?
I do. Other than your ethnicity, what would you say has been your most challenging the most challenging aspect of, you know, uncovering your dream and following it?
Oh, gosh. Okay. For those listening, what has been my biggest challenge or obstacle in Hollywood? I honestly could not name all of them because, you're beating incredible odds because statistically, I mean, beating the statistics is really hard in and of itself because you have over 150,000 actors in the union, which I'm in the union. And then as a total non-union, you have 500,000. So you've got nearing a million actors in Hollywood, and 70% of them statistically fail and leave Hollywood within the first 3 years.
That's true.
It's that tough. So I think that the ability to get seen is really hard because you got a lot of actors there that sometimes can ruin it for the other professional actors in a sense that, you know, it's hard to get paid at your work. That's another challenge that I had for a long time is, you know, doing a lot of non-paid work, you know, and I love doing non-paid jobs, and I still, you know, every now and then will do a project like that for friends, but a lot of people don't realize that a lot of actors, even some of your famous actors, don't have as much money as people think it is. So monetizing at your art is always really hard because everybody wants to get in front of the camera, they want to be famous, they want to be a star, they want to be in the media. But at the end of the day, and even I posted today on my Facebook, and I, you know, welcome anybody to join me on my Facebook and Instagram. And I put in there today, you know, acting is a business. They call it show business for a reason. You got the show, which is the creative, and the business.
Right.
And the business aspect, I think, in L.A. and as general is, you know, really lacking because I came out to L.A. very unprepared because Hollywood has a tendency to sometimes sell you a dream and all these services that eat up your time and your money. And it's hard to see the reality amongst all the illusions, competitions, and not getting paid.
Yes.
So it's a very, very difficult business, and I've been in my share of, you know, businesses, and it's really hard, I can say.
Now,
there's so many people who aspire to, you know, succeed in Hollywood.
Yes.
Acting, modeling, you know, the whole thing.
Right.
What would be, you know, if you could give them three bulleted, you know, guidance points, what would they be?
First of all, I would say before you come to Hollywood, you really need to do your homework. is, I would
right.
say, study the system. I wouldn't do like I did and a lot of people. You come out here with $500 and you think you're going to become a star overnight. Come out here for a summer or for a couple of months. Get your feet wet. Talk to a lot of industry professionals. Talk to as many working actors, you know, as myself or other people that are in the industry, and get yourself a mentor. You know, get yourself a mentor. And train, you know, take some classes, not necessarily just in acting, because everybody's sitting in acting classes and pushing, you know, pushing headshots. Second thing, take some business management classes, like in entrepreneurship, money management, finances, how to talk to people via email, how to network, you know, those kind of business skills I think are really, really, really important. And I'd say thirdly is really, again, studying the system of Hollywood and how it works. Like, how does a movie get from casting to distribution?
Right.
A lot of actors don't understand the behind the scenes of it, and that can really hurt you by not understanding the entirety of how the business works.
Right.
You are a product. How does your product fit into that system? What is your market? How does the movies get bought? You know, and that will help you to understand how to deal with casting directors, how to deal with producers, how do they think? Even intern with a casting director or intern with a producer and learn behind the scenes. That's the third thing I can say, because nowadays, you know, I can honestly say the business obviously doesn't need more actors, but we need more creators more than
right.
anything. So I think that actors nowadays are wearing, you know, more than one hat, you know, whether they have an Instagram channel or they have a YouTube channel. Creating your own content is really important to getting seen and getting good footage. So...
Yeah, as we've seen by a lot of the artists, the music artists, as well as some people that have made it on TV. My daughter's friend, she was found it on Instagram.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was the Florida, oh my gosh, what was it called? I forget off the top. But, yeah, it's amazing. So,
yeah
you can definitely, that is a platform for sure.
It
it's
is.
Amazing.
Have to be very, very persistent, is all
yeah.
I can say. If you're not willing to spend the rest of your life doing this, then I say do something else, because it's going to take a long time to build. Some people get breaks overnight, but again, we don't know how they got those breaks. So
true.
And that's another conversation.
True. Yeah.
Let's leave that alone.
It was interesting. There was an actor that went on an audition. You know what they give him an application for?
What?
In-N-Out Burger. I said, if you don't make it, you go to In-N-Out Burger. And that was done about a year ago.
I've had brutal auditions. I don't even want to talk about it. But anyway,
that's all. That's the LA story.
Oh, it
LA
is.
LA story. Now, Bernadette is a life coach, and Austin. Is that how our show comes together?
I was just talking about that today. I was like, I need a life coach.
She is. She's gonna have. Tell us about your seminar coming up.
I am very excited about it, actually. We are getting it all together. We're going to go over a lot of things to people to shed what no longer serves them so that they can attract
right.
what they really want into their life. And to me, that's what I do is all about. I mean, I just really love watching people shed the weight that they carry energetically.
Right.
And, you know, the joy and the happiness, the balance and the peace that they receive when they, first of all, they calm down about, you know, not having what they want and realize that that's really one of the biggest reasons why they don't have what they want.
Right. True.
You know, way excited about it. This coming April 26th and 27th here in Austin. I am rolling a new program that I have taken all of the curriculums I've put together and the experience from my clients into a one big, beautiful package. It's a challenge. So that's something I'll be rolling out here within the next couple of weeks. Very excited about that.
Yay.
Yeah.
So, we'll be over here in Austin.
That's beautiful. That's
really
one city
cool.
I've never been, and I hear
it's
great
really
artistic
nice.
Community there.
It's beautiful out here. It really is. It's growing very, very quickly. You should come out, Elizabeth.
sure. I'd love to.
I would love to visit Austin. I hear that's like the next booming film market in the United States. It's really growing like Atlanta. It really is.
Yeah. Matthew McConaughey. That's where he lives, right?
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey lives there.
Yeah.
I always think of him in that Ford commercial where he's driving that Ford, that Continental. Anyway, getting back to the film, you have about Christina Perez, Justice for All.
Oh, my gosh. This was a very interesting breakthrough for me. I went through one of the toughest auditions that I've ever had in a very long time. You know, auditioning for an actor can be brutal because when you walk in, you never know what's going to happen. And this particular audition, they were amazing people. And I went into an audition for a court television show because it's television pilot season, so I wanted to go out for a guest star. And guest stars are very difficult to get. And it's a very popular show on KTLA. It's Justice for All with Christina Perez. And I was going out for one of the episodes, and I walked in, and the audition was completely improv. So they gave us, you know, obviously a case and an actor I never met, and then we had to improv the scenario as it was real in court, and I had no script.
Right.
So I nailed it, and the next day they called me and said, you're cast, and you're going to be shooting in 2 days.
Wow.
So they gave me a court case about artistic rights, and the name of the show was called Neglected Negatives, and it was basically about this woman that had a famous photographer husband that passed away, and she discarded his negatives, and now somebody found them in the trash, and she wanted to sue this person for making prints of her husband's work. So on the show, I lost the case, but anyway, it was a great guest star, and we ended up having enough footage to take the entire episode. So
how nice.
That aired on February 18th, and it's a three-time Emmy Award-winning television show that I got on. So that was a really great breakthrough this year. I was shocked that I got that. I was
well,
like,
you
oh
know
my
what?
God.
Judge Christina Perez ranked up there as one of the top people.
Is.
You know, if you get a chance in the daytime,
fantastic.
She does a show in the daytime, you know, but phenomenal what she tells people, you know.
Yeah, it was very difficult because the thing is, it you know, you're not rehearsed when you go up there. I had to read the case and the legality, and I did not know what she was going to ask me, so it was completely on the spot on the camera. And they said that you only get one take. You're going to be shooting 15-20 minutes, you know, total. You do not get any breaks, so you better get it right.
Wow.
So from start to finish, I had to do the case, argue with him, talk to the judge, you know, and all that, make it look really real. And it was just, it was amazing. And it was a really tough job, but I loved doing it. We had an amazing cast and crew. The producers and directors were very happy, and it's one of the best jobs that I've had in a long time. So
it may to lead something else. You never know.
It might. You never know.
You never know.
Yeah.
To lead something else. Anyway, I was going to mention, as we have your background here, and you were in, I guess they have you as a Latina in a lot of these roles I've seen.
Yeah, some of them are Latina, some of them are not. You know, it just depends. Sometimes I'll get cast for a Middle Eastern role, sometimes Eastern European. You know, just anything, because people have a hard time guessing what my ethnic background is. So.
Wow. Well, that's good, because they have to guess.
Ethnically ambiguous. There you go.
And also, now you're going to be, it's coming out. We can't mention it, but there's a film coming out about apathy?
Yeah, that one, is it apathy? Which one?
Equals death.
Apathy equals death. Yeah, that one is currently on hold, but I'm working with a friend of mine who might be listening right now, Dustin Ardine. Hello.
Yeah.
He's also rocking it. You know, I've got a good bunch of friends that are close to me, you know, in Hollywood that are really doing their own projects and stuff.
That's cool.
Dustin Ardine is a really active heavy hitter in the business. He also won Best Director in the same film festival that I was in the month before.
Uh-huh.
So it's ironic. We're neck and neck right now, and we're both in the running for the yearly trophy. So
oh, wow.
We'll see what happens. So,
now, is this for the big Hollywood? What's that? I'm trying to remember the, because you have it in here. I went to a Fringe.
No, not that one.
Which one is this one?
This is Dream International Film Festival.
Oh, okay,
this
I've heard of
yeah, the same one, the one that I just won. So he won in January, I won in February for
that's
Best Director.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah, we're trying to team up on some projects, and I met him in that casting Apathy Equals Death.
Oh,
and,
really?
And I nailed that audition, which was very difficult too, you know, and, you know, he's great, so we continue to talk. So you just never know, you know, what could happen, you know.
Well, what I was going to say is, what an amazing career so far. She's had Seductive Shadows.
Yeah.
The Indy, they have you.
Yeah.
And they, this guy looks familiar, the actor, but I didn't know him. Yeah, you have you as more of a, you know, oh, you're with Kate Beckinsale? Is that, no?
No.
Okay. See, I got ahead here. I got ahead of the head of the
maybe team. One day I'll
yeah.
be able to work with her.
With the Indy Festival I've been to, we get invited
Indy
to
Night,
that.
Yeah, Indy Night Film Festival. That's where the film is.
They're going to have a lot of them now because the French, the you know, the British one, the Israeli, you know, the Israeli one, they come out about now, which is fun. And they have a whole party, and you meet people. It's kind of neat.
Yeah.
So now tell us, on this recent film, other actors that we should look for, or in this other thing that you've done, your new thing?
You're talking, which one are you talking about, which project?
Well, the one that you came here for.
The Seductive Shadows?
Yeah.
Or we talk about Violet Blue. Violet Blue is
we can
the
talk about Violet Blue.
Violet Blue is the one, like I said, I'm going to play the assassin, and this is going to have a really great Hollywood twist, because she, well, it's kind of controversial, because she's... she was a nun that left the church.
Okay.
And this is an interesting story, and it was inspired by someone I actually knew. And she goes to Hollywood to pursue her dreams and gets caught up in the corruption of Hollywood. And obviously she turns to go to the dark side in order to pursue her dreams, which is a very common story in Hollywood. So I made a film on this, and I have a couple of name actor friends that I'm going to put in it, so I'm not going to mention their names yet. So it's coming up. That's the thing when you sign contracts with distributors. They're like, okay, you can announce it, but you have to be more vague about it.
Yeah.
You've got the marketing on it. You got the you got the agreement and everything, the confidentiality agreement and all of that. So
We had on last year, there's a movie going to be about Billy Idol.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Billy Idol's going to talk about his crazy life. And we had the producer, the director, you know, they came on, but they couldn't tell us anything. It was like, it was like, okay, what could you tell us about? So that's going to be coming, I think, the end of the year.
Right.
We'll have something out. And one other thing, you have a lot of work. Is a lot of your stuff on iTunes?
I have the two films that it got distribution, which is The Offer and also Seductive Shadows, the one I just mentioned. They're picked up by two distributors. One of them I want to mention, and I work with them for, you know, a little while now, and that's something I'm doing on the side, if you've heard about the legendary Canon Films.
Oh, yeah.
Canon Films is a very big movie studio. They put out over 60 films. They put out Fruitvale Station, who launched Michael B. Jordan's films. They launched Jean-Claude Van Damme's career, Sharon Stone, and they also did Charles Bronson's Death Wish movies. Well, they picked me up as a producer and partner of the company.
Oh, nice.
So that's something on side
page.
Project.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's something I'm doing on the side, and they just launched their new VOD site, Oralflex, so they're going to take both my films onto their VOD site.
We know Chaim Saban.
Yeah.
Was part of, which who I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's part of Canon.
Yeah, Canon is amazing. They're revamping.
You know about
him.
About Chaim Saban.
Yeah,
Chaim
they have a documentary on Canon Films.
Yeah, he's an Israeli producer, and he was also instrumental in Pia Ziadora.
Yeah.
Yeah, she, her career.
Yeah.
You know, she's doing a movie on her little career.
Yeah.
That's funny, you know.
Yeah.
But I always go to, you know, Chaim Saban has a, in Los Angeles, has a theater.
Right.
Where you see live theater.
Right.
Or musical acts.
Right.
And I've met him, you know, in Israeli festivals.
Right.
He's very interesting. He's a survivor of wars.
Right.
You know. Anyway, we've got a few minutes, and it's so nice to have Elizabeth Regal, actress, producer, director, and Walt. Isn't it cool?
An aerialist.
We're like
aerialist. Thank you for coming, Elizabeth. It was great to meet you, too.
Thank you. It was lovely to meet you
We're gonna have
a life
coach. We'll have her again. We will have her again.
Yes.
And
hopefully.
Hopefully in our new studio that we'll be having. But I was going to mention that, please see her film, you know, upcoming films. And what's how people can give you a positive feedback on your site?
Well, you know, you can see me, or you could actually friend me on Instagram if you look under Elizabeth Regal 1. You can find me there.
I like that, Regal 1.
Yeah, Regal 1, or you can find me Elizabeth Regal on Facebook as well, and I'm constantly posting things there, and then, of course, I'm on IMDb, so you can click on the link to Seductive Shadows, and eventually when it goes up to distribution, we're going to put the link up there where you can actually see the film.
Oh, that's great. And people out there, we'll have you for more stuff you're going to be doing.
Yeah, this is amazing.
You're now we're live. We see.
I know.
Of course, the live, now we're live.
I'm not used to this. In this past year, Cameron, I've had 10 press interviews, including magazine articles. This is crazy.
We've been able to get you, so this is great.
I know.
What we're
going to
do for the future show, we're going to talk about Vegas.
Yeah.
Which I hope they have films there at the
absolutely.
Comic-Con has films.
Yes, they do.
And maybe you'll be there. You should find out.
Yes.
And it's a wonderful thing. And then I'm going to see you at the Austin event.
Yay, that's right.
Right? I'm going to see you in the Austin when I fly out there. Is that right, Elizabeth?
Awesome.
Renette?
Yes. Absolutely, absolutely. So, Elizabeth, you're welcome to join us. You should come
I
and check out.
I would love to. When is this?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll travel out there. I've never been to Austin, and I should.
Yeah, April 26th and 27th.
April 26th, 27th. I'll take a look at my calendar on this because I have a wonderful flight voucher from Southwest Airlines.
Oh, yeah.
So I could definitely fly out there if I wanted to. I haven't used
They're
it yet.
They're $49, by the way.
Yeah.
Southwest is $49. So I could even come out to you, too. I could come out.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Miami, for example, you can't get it. I don't understand. But anyway, every week I'm very fortunate I have her as a co-host. And I'm glad we were connected. A lot of people like our shows, and
yes.
And we're getting a lot of comments, so they like it. And then Elizabeth Regal, please look out for her and her upcoming films. And we thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you. I'm honored that she had me on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so flattered.
It's fun.
It's such a privilege.
You know? But anyway, future events. We're going to talk about, you know, the Vegas Comic-Con. And we're going to talk about we've been invited to a few Southwest events, and we're going to have a few people on the UFO world, you may know.
That's exactly.
Yeah.
I'm not about UFOs.
We had a situation happen.
Being in the sci-fi world.
We were doing a live show,
yeah.
And the lights went out. People freaked out.
Can I give you one statistic?
Yeah.
Statistically, in science, and this is proven, and I can even show you the film on Prime, human beings only see 4% of what's in front of us.
Oh, wow.
So 96% of what's happening in front of us, visually, we do not see. We have limited vision
and
also hearing.
Scary.
Isn't that creepy?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. We could be sitting here right now with 20 aliens and 200 spirits, and then we can't see them. That's freaky. Our hearing is limited, and our vision is limited, and I never knew that. It freaked me out when I saw that on Amazon. So
well, you
I was
know,
like, wow.
When Jose was alive, you know, I talked about Jose.
Yeah.
When Jose was alive, he said, there's little you know, like insects, and he calls them something else. And I go, how do you see them? Where are they?
Yeah.
And by the way, we want to, next show we'll talk about Jose. Maybe we'll come talk about it. Jose Escamilla, he passed away.
Aww.
And we're going to talk about the life of Jose Escamilla. I'm
going
to try to get a lot of my friends to come on. And I met Dr., famous doctor who did the alien implants.
Is it Dr. Riz? Who is it?
Famous doctor.
Oh.
I can't remember because you know who it is? He was a guy you met, and I went to him for my feet. Great.
Oh.
And then when he died, they said, you don't have to pay. I go, what happened?
Oh.
It was strange.
Yeah.
But, doctor, we'll find out for you. But anyway, I want to thank everyone from, you know, from the West Coast, East Coast, and Midwest. And as we always say, good night from?
Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas. I'm Los Angeles, California. And we'll see you next week. We'll see you next week. Thanks. Thanks so much for putting up with me.
Good night, Bernadette.
Take care, Bernadette. All right. Have a good evening. All right.
Bye.
And thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.